for a game titled Celebrity Foods. Let's say hello to Sammy Main and Liz Simon. Now, you both have interesting jobs, but I also love that you had very interesting internships at some point in your job history. Sammy, you were a creative coordinator at BuzzFeed, but you were an animal intern, which sounds vague and huge. What is that?
Sure. Basically, we get to decide what's cute for a job. Like, that's what we do all day.
You decide what's cute? Like, what animals are cute?
Yeah, or what's cuter than other animals, or...
Okay.
There's a whole process, really.
So it's sort of like panda or koala bear.
Yeah.
And what would you choose?
Whatever's younger.
Wow.
You know, like puppies are usually cuter than dogs. Whatever's the babiest animal is usually going to be cuter.
Wow.
You're saying there are pictures of cute animals on the internet?
You're welcome.
Not familiar with this phenomenon.
Liz is a litigator, and you interned at Fresh Air at one point in your career path.
I did.
And was that a fun experience?
It was an interesting experience.
Oh, good. Yeah. What did you like about it?
I liked that the day I went in for my interview, Terry Gross was interviewing Frank Zappa, and I thought that I had reached, like, the pinnacle of radio at that moment in my life.
Did you want to work in radio after that?
I did. And then I realized that I had a lot of student loans to pay.
In this game, we'll give you clues about a famous person who has a food as all or part of his or her last name. And you will give us that person's name. This is a very confusing concept. So I'm going to go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, for an example, because I don't understand it at all.
If I said Wesley Crusher had to leave when the Enterprise went gluten-free and no one would stand by this actor, you would say, Will Wheaton.
Do you understand the concept of this complicated game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. This actress was golden and delicious as Veronica Corningstone in the Anchorman movies. Golden and delicious. Liz.
Christina Applegate.
That's right. In The Matrix, the red and blue pills that Morpheus offered Neo weren't high in omega-3s. But a dish named after the actor who played Morpheus would be. Sammy.
Wesley Snipes?
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Liz, do you know who it is?
I do, and I'm blanking on it right now because
Samuel L. Jackson?
No, that's also incorrect.
Any other black guys?
We'll just cut this question.
We're out.
We were looking for Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All those Game of Thrones episodes and no mention of how much Ned Stark enjoyed these legumes in everything from burritos to hummus. Sammy?
Sean Bean?
Sean Bean is correct.
You should open up a taco stand in Westeros. Forget about the Iron Throne. There's no burritos, right?
That's right.
You can make mint.
That's right. You'd have to be Mad Men to think her work as Annie on Community is cheesy. A lot of hints in there. Sammy?
Allison Brie?
You got it. This rock star's recommendation for any man-eater might be instead to have a hot breakfast with cereal made from this hearty grain. Liz.
John Oates.
John Oates, that's right. It's an absurd question. If this actress cooked up a hearty soup, it might be filled with extremely rare, almost bloody meat that glitters in the twilight. Sammy?
My answer is Neve Campbell.
That is a company that makes soup. But that is not the answer that we're looking for. Liz, do you want to steal this one?
I have no idea.
We are looking for Kristen Stewart.
Stew.
Huh? This American Idol runner-up recently toured with Queen, where he might have sung Bohemian Rhapsody. Sammy.
Adam Lambert.
That's right. I apologize to everyone in America.
Fat mutton girl.
No? I was thinking We Will Rock You.
Oh. How about bicycle?
This martini-enhancing fruit is cured and fermented, giving it a long shelf life, meaning this HBO host could eat some of last week's tonight. Sammy.
John Oliver.
That's right. Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Sammy is our winner for this round, and we'll see you at the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we're going to take a literal view of movie titles and do our best John Mayer impression, not by dating a lot of women, but by parodying one of his hits. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR.